We are launching an hour three of the program. You can bring up whatever you want. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Dale.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site, totally free. freetalklive.com. You wouldn't think that roads and public infrastructure was a real hot topic, but apparently it is. People want to talk about this stuff.
Libertarians so, love talking about roads.
So we continue here, and you can bring up whatever you want. I think we lost Mike. Yep, Mike is gone, so we're going to continue with your phone calls, and we'll talk to Alex in New Jersey on the AMP line. Hello, Alex.
Hey, Mark, is it just me, or does Ian not like me very much?
What does that mean?
I think you're absolutely making that up in your own head.
Why would you get that impression?
No, I've been on hold for like an hour and 23 minutes, and I was on the AMP line before that other guy was on the AMP line. That's all.
You were on the AMP line before what other guy?
How would you know who was on, how you were on before someone else?
There's a little woman that goes on, and it says, you are first in line.
Oh, that's cool.
Well, there's no guarantee that when you call in is going to be when your call gets taken. We don't guarantee that the calls are taken in the order in which they are received. We take them in the order in which this appears to be best based on the screening of the call. So with that in mind.
Or if you're female.
Females get a break. So nothing personal, man. What's on your mind?
I got you. All right. So I just have two very brief questions. You said before that the government claims that nobody owns the public property, which is where you're gaining the standing to make such a statement, that you could build a house on it, for example. The question is, would it make any difference if the government said that the property was owned by them? Indeed. You see what I mean?
They do say that. Well, I mean, they say that the public owns it. Is that what you're saying? But, I mean, the government is claiming to own the property.
That the government says that that nobody owns the property.
No, we're saying that nobody owns it. We're not respecting the government's claim on the property.
If I said that, I apologize. If I said that, I apologize because I miscommunicated. I don't think the government would make that claim. The government would claim it's public property, and I don't think they would get too detailed as to what that means.
Well, so really, would you say that no matter what the government says, you don't respect any kind of legitimacy that they may appear to have or they may claim, right?
I don't respect men with guns who are wielding them aggressively against innocent people, and that's what the government is.
Okay, so now my second and last question is, if the only owner of a property dies and I decide to drag his body out of the house and live on his property, do I now own the property? Even if the man wanted it to go to his children, I mean, is there any victim there? What if his children, you know, who might be grown men at the time, they come wielding a gun just as the government would, and they say that they have a claim to the property because the guy said that he wanted them to have it? You see what I mean? Where does the line get drawn there?
He had a legitimate claim on the property, but ultimately, the truth is there are no lines. The lines are a fantasy that we have. That government sort of satisfies that desire for us to have hard lines, but they're still arbitrary. The lines are always fuzzy. I mean, property is one of those things that without a state, I mean, the state distorts notions of property, but without a state, property is one of those issues that will have to be resolved on a case-by-case basis in many cases, and that's why we need arbitration. That's why there will be a demand for arbitration in order to avoid violent conflict over issues like property, because people do have different notions of what constitutes property.
Do you really have it?
Pardon, what was that?
If nobody respects your property, do you really have it?
No, well, I think, yeah, I mean,
no,
the reality is no. I think that's the point, is that it is a human created concept,
like
many. Rights are a human created concept. They serve a purpose in a society that wants to be civilized. And it's the same thing with property. If we want to get along without violence, and not necessarily everyone does. There's, you know, psychopathic people out there that don't want to get along without violence. They want to be violent. But the point is, if we want to get along without violence, property is a concept that we have to resolve on a case by case basis in order to avoid violence. The state does not avoid violence, by the way. So not even remotely. They just monopolize it.
We agree on these concepts because it's in our best interest mutually to agree on these concepts. It's in our best interest to agree amongst all of us that we all have certain rights. It's in our best interest to agree amongst all of us that we have this concept known as property and to respect one another's property, because in the absence of those agreements, then you do truly have chaos. You do truly have a situation where nobody respects the other person, and there's kill or be killed. And how can you live in a world like that? I don't want to live in that world.
Yeah, and a lack of respect.
Sometimes people don't have the ability to see ahead and to see what violence really does. So they think that it's in their best interest to indeed be violent by going to the government or to steal things. They think that it's in their best interest in the short term, but they don't see the long-term damage that becomes of it. And I think that that's something that people need to learn, is to think ahead
agree.
A little bit.
That's a good point.
Absolutely agree with you. Thank you.
And in fact, the sort of morality that statism is teaching us is a very, very perverted kind of morality, because right off the bat they don't respect things like that. They'll tell you stealing is wrong, but then we find out no, it's really only this very conditional stealing is only wrong when they don't do it, or mm-hmm. if it's done under terms that they haven't laid out as acceptable.
Or it's okay if you can get a majority to agree with your stealing, then it's okay. And
right.
And you're right. They teach these things at a very young age, and it's constantly inculcated in us as we're growing up and as we're adults. And so no wonder people are so confused, and no wonder people don't look at the long term. And
yeah, it's a might makes right philosophy of morality. It goes against what they tell us, and on the one hand, and then the actions that they do on the other, they are incongruous.
Right, do as I say, not as I do. We continue to South Carolina, where Steve is on the line. Hello, Steve. Steve?
Hi, Ian. Hey,
you're on the air.
How are you doing?
Just super. What's on your mind?
Well, I live in the county, and what I realized is I was going to put up a fence in my front yard, and I thought my property ran to the road.
Mm-hmm.
And come to find out where the utility line is, I have a utility pole in my yard.
Okay.
I found out that 6 feet from the utility pole to my house still belongs to the county.
6 feet, you say?
Yes, from the utility pole. Now, the utility pole is probably about 5 feet from the road.
Hmm.
So the deal is my property doesn't start until 6 feet after the utility pole.
So you got 5 feet to the utility pole and then another 6 feet, so a total of 11 feet from the road is not even yours?
Correct.
But you're expected to take care of it, aren't you?
You know, that's
kind of... I bet they don't mow it.
You got to mow the grass all mm-hmm. the way up to the road, otherwise the county's not going to mow it, right?
Oh, they'll mow it, but they'll bill you for it, right? That's usually how it works, is if the grass gets too tall on somebody's property, the county will send a warning and then send another warning, then they'll send a crew out.
That'd be a good time for civil disobedience, is to say, that's not my property, that's why I'm not mowing it. Until your neighbors complain, and then explain to your neighbors that the county owns the property, and I don't know, I mean, that could get interesting.
Well, and the other thing, too, is you want it to look aesthetically pleasing, and you don't want to look like your yard, you pour white trash or anything. But the thing is I realized that when I was going to put the fence up, they were like, dude, 6 feet beyond, toward your property, beyond the utility pole, still belongs to the county. We own this property. So the pole that they put up, that the utility company put up, is paying a lease to the county.
Mm-hmm.
The county is charging us for the property. The utility company is charging us for the lease of putting the pole on the county's property. I mean, it's almost like a madhouse. But the thing is, you cannot go cut down that pole because you're on county property. And at the same time, you vandalize the power company's property. So you suffer some serious penalties.
Yep, I'd say your observations are correct. Any other thoughts for us, Steve?
Well, the other thing is, Mark went off to the extreme there for a little bit.
Yes,
like
he
about
did.
If you
He's
have
an
a 30-foot wall and you can put a ceiling in it, and you can fill it full of nitrogen.
I only asked him questions. I didn't make any suggestions.
The thing is Ian kind of blew you off, and I think Mark's basis was he was trying to show the lunacy of even forming a foundation for an argument like that.
The foundation for an argument like what?
Like, shooting a child that's in your yard.
You don't think that that's going to happen in a world where, that essentially everybody really owns their property, that some old curmudgeon, mean bastard isn't going to shoot some little girl for picking flowers in his yard?
Well, we talked about it 2 weeks ago about why not rape the little girl. She's on your property. I mean, you know.
It's an excellent question. You own it or you don't, right?
Just teach my kids not to call
on
man's
property.
We touch on so many government absurdities on this show, and then you bring up one thing, and it's, yeah.
More coming up here. Thanks for the call. It's Free Talk Live.
You're listening to the Midas Resources Minute.
This is Bob Chapman again at the International Forecaster. And we said before, the so-called solutions for our economy that are being performed by the same criminals who caused all the problems in the first place. All we see is compounding problems. It is incredible that the central bank has not been held accountable. Washington's fiscal policy and the policies of the Fed are completely out of control.
Are taxes, food, energy, housing, medical forcing Americans into poverty? Is free enterprise flawed, or is our monetary system forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? The answers are in Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about the Fed and central banking. Hi, Ted Anderson. I will give a U.S. silver dollar to everyone who purchases this book. Call 800-686-2237. It's critical to be made aware of the system. Get your copy today. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
The only real objective of Treasury and the Fed is to save the situation in place that really controls our existence, and that is Wall Street banking and insurance. Our money masters tell us there is very little inflation, and they supply us with bogus statistics to prove it. They tell us the trillions in guaranteed government debt will not cause inflation. If that's the case, why is inflation 10%?
For a free copy of the International Forecaster, call 877-479-8178 or go to theinternationalforecaster.com. That's 877-479-8178.
It's no secret that Genesis Communications Network depends on listeners like you. Now you can do even more to hear Genesis shows in your area. Simply call your local radio stations and tell them about your favorite GCN programs. It's easy. Log on to GCNlive.com or call us toll free, 877-807-4048. Make a difference. Call your local stations and contact us through affiliate relations at GCNlive.com or call 877-807-4048. Call today.
So you want to stop smoking. Well, here's what I want you to do. Go to a drugstore and take a stop smoking product off the shelf. Go to the cashier, tell them you don't want to pay for the product, you just want to take it home and try it. And if, and only if you stop smoking, will you then come back and pay for it. Most likely, if you tried this, you'd be arrested. But as silly as this sounds, this is exactly what the Smoke-Free free trial offer is. Smoke-Free is a complete all-natural stop smoking system. And when you call today, they'll send you a 30-day supply of the program absolutely free. This program eliminates withdrawals and cravings and includes a 30-day supply of the Smoke-Free Capsules, a Guide to Living Smoke-Free book, an audio support program, capsule holder, and a bottle of weight loss capsules just in case you're worried about gaining weight while you're trying to quit. To find out if you qualify for this free trial offer, join the tens of thousands who have quit for life with Smoke-Free. Call 1-800-426-6186 today. That's 1-800-426-6186. This is a limited time offer, so call 1-800-426-6186 now.
With an economy that continues to plummet, many of us will have to make the difficult decision to cut back on our expenses. One thing we cannot afford to cut back on, though, is our health. If you suffer from chronic illness, stress, a weak immune system, or just always feel tired, you need to visit Shentrition.com. The philosophy at Shentrition is to feed the body what it needs, plus heal the body with food. One scoop a day with water, milk, or juice will have you feeling better in no time, giving you more stamina and energy, helping to alleviate stress, boosting your natural healing power, strengthen your immune system, and it tastes great too. Shentrition is all natural, wheat-free, dairy-free, and 100% vegetarian. Discover the ancient secrets of healing, wellness, and longevity at Shentrition.com. That's S-H-E-N-T-R-I-T-I-O-N. Shentrition.com or call 1-866-497-7436. That's 1-866-497-7436 today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live. You can dial in and bring up whatever you want. 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line, and it's Ian here with you.
And Dale.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features, they are completely free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. freetalklive.com, including the archives. If you've missed a moment of the show, click and download. They're right there on the front page of the site, going back for an entire year, free for you, at freetalklive.com. We continue taking your phone calls about whatever you want. And also want to tell you about audible.com. It's the Internet's leading provider of spoken audio entertainment. Listen whenever and wherever you want, just like this show. You can listen to this show however you want. Same thing with Audible. They've got over 60,000 titles from which to choose. Every genre, Audible's got it covered. Get yourself a free audiobook download if you sign up today through this special link, audiblepodcast.com/FTL. So that's FTL like Free Talk Live. audiblepodcast.com/FTL. If you use that link, you'll get your hands on a free audiobook download. So limited time offer, though, Mark. I mean, we're not talking about, this is not going to be active for months and months.
Don't expect reminders all, to keep coming or anything like that. So go get your free book now. I hear that Ron Paul's Revolution of Manifestos over there. So
really?
You could go get it for free, download it, and listen to it. If you've been thinking, oh, I should get that, I should reread it, but I don't have time. This is an MP3. You can just carry it along with you.
Nice. Exactly. Sweet deal. audiblepodcast.com/FTL. Go get your free audiobook now. We continue here with your phone calls. Colin in Illinois, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Colin.
Hi, Ian.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
It was about the roads. I was actually thinking, because you were talking about making it all the roads adjacent to your house. But I actually think that would be unfair because some of us pay more for property taxes than others.
I don't understand what you're getting at. What I was suggesting is that to transition from government-run roads to market roads, the easiest way, in my opinion, is to essentially just cede ownership to the property owners abutting it. Why? What was your objection? I didn't understand.
Well, because you pay $5,000 in property tax here, right?
That's correct. That's what I pay in New Hampshire. Yep.
Yeah. How many roads are next to your house?
I'm on a corner lot, too.
Okay, but someone else is a corner lot, too, but they only pay $1,000. You know, you've been paying for these roads all these years. What I'd say is you set up is a corporation that everyone in the town has ownership in, and then you can sell your ownership of this corporation.
So
the free market would take care of it that way.
So what you're saying is, okay, you've been paying tax, this much in taxes all this time, so the corporation of the city of Keene is, you now own X many shares based on how much you've paid in property taxes for the year. However many years or something?
Yeah, you could develop some way of doing it. Or just everyone could have equal.
I don't care about fairness. I'm not concerned that the guy across the street has been paying less in property taxes, but he gets the same amount of road. I can see that some people would be concerned about that. I don't care. I just want the government to go away. So
yeah, this will get rid of it, though. You would have a corporation. Most people would sell it. They'd say this is free money.
Yeah.
You wouldn't have a government in this case. You would have a corporation doing it.
So you're saying that every individual that owns property abutting a road would then be a member of this corporation and they could either sell their share or not?
Every taxpayer.
Every taxpayer.
Everyone who pays property taxes.
Okay. Yeah, that's an idea. I've never heard that one before. I'd say it's fairly decent. Of course, then the question becomes, well, who's running the corporation? Who gets that privilege?
Well, the shareholders would like any company that would vote and pick a leader.
I see. Okay. Well, I guess as long as I can sell my shares and, there's no real restrictions on it.
And there's really not an issue with corporations outside of the current status version of corporations. We have corporatism in America right now. We do not have a free market. We don't have capitalism, as most people think of it.
Contract,
but the corporation, the notion of owning shares in a company is fine. The problem is right now we have corporations that are exempt from a lot of liabilities that have certain privileges for being corporations that would not make sense and would not be acceptable in a free market.
I guess the thing that concerns me the most about the corporation idea is that it's essentially another monopoly. I mean, in that you've got this corporate entity. You are a shareholder in that entity, but the entity is going to make decisions, and you can sell your share if you don't like their decisions. That's fine. But that still only gives one owner. This still means that all of the roads are owned by one entity. Isn't that correct, or am I misunderstanding?
Yeah, it would be. But see, even Mark's issue about the one guy holding out, you'd have almost the same problem.
What do you mean?
He was saying the one guy that would hold out, he wouldn't let the power lines go across his property. I think you would be giving a bunch of people power to mess it all up, and this one you only give one person. And these people want to make profit,
When you say you're giving a bunch of people the power to mess it up, you mean like somebody going out and setting a Bob's Barricade out in front of a, you know, their section of the road? Is that what you're getting at?
The power lines. You know, let's say I don't want any power running through and you're in a vital spot and there's no way to go around it. That one person now has the way, the ability to mess it up for everyone else.
Well, I'm sorry. I thought we were talking about roads in the beginning.
Well, it would be the same thing. You could do this with actually every industry the government runs.
But right, but the government's not running. In most places, the government's not running the power lines, so it wouldn't be a concern there. The power lines are owned and operated by the power company, and the power poles are are owned by the power company.
Okay, yeah, I see a separate issue.
So let's focus just on the roads thing here. I guess I'm concerned the idea that one entity would still own all the roads. I mean, it'd be preferable to the government, I suppose, but at the same time, it kind of disturbs me. I think if you were just cede the road ownership to the homeowners, then the marketplace could really act in a much more effective manner, because then if I, for instance, wanted to go down the street and offer to buy up all my neighbor's sections of their road, I could make that deal and I could just own that one road and I wouldn't have to be concerned with other roads anywhere else. I could be a road entrepreneur. I could go around town. I could buy as many roads as people would sell to me, whereas in your situation, it's more centralized.
Yeah, and a free market approach, so somebody could buy this company, it could break apart. Each shareholder could take a part of the road.
Do I get to take my road with me if I decide to leave the company? If I want to pull my share from the company, do I get to keep my road?
Not necessarily.
Not if you sold it to the company.
No, I don't want to sell it to the company. I've got a share that represents my road. I want my road, and I don't want it to be owned by this company. Do I get that option?
See, it's not necessarily yours, though, because, see, the thing with the property taxes is the rich is paying for the poor. You know what I mean? The people who pay more are paying for the roads that are next to your house. You haven't necessarily been paying for it.
Well, I've been paying $5,000 a year, and so I've been paying for something with that $5,000.
No, but what about the people that pay less than you, and they get all the roads by their house? Is that right?
Yes, it is right, because it's their property. It should be their property, don't you think?
No, not necessarily. If the government originally went out and bought it, which you paid for in the past, I don't see how just because it's next to you, that makes you own it.
Ian is saying that out here we own... Technically, the property lines go out. To
I don't know that. I'm not sure about that.
The other issue is this. Is on my deed says that I own to the middle of that road, because my deed is one of those, well, Molly McFarland's land runs from here to the stone block, to the tree over there. I mean, deed's from back when Molly McFarland was probably from the 18th century. So my deed says I own to the middle of the road. What are you going to do with this corporation that's going to take that piece of property from me?
I don't think it could, then, if your deed said that. It'd be dependent upon each deed.
The state sure does.
Okay. Thanks for the call tonight, Colin. Appreciate it. 800-259-9231. I just think that as decentralized a solution as we can come up with, the better. That's why I like the idea of just ceding the roads to every property owner that abuts the roads. It just makes the most sense to me. I wouldn't be too concerned with who's paid what in property taxes over the years. That seems to be irrelevant. Free Talk Live. You bring up what you want.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Is your credit card debt out of control? Are you in over your head dealing with monthly payments? There's a powerful secret the credit card companies don't want you to know. If you have credit card debt, you have the power to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe, cutting your payments by up to half or more. That's bad news for credit card companies, but it's great news for you. And we'd like to offer you free information that will show you how to settle your credit card debt and lower your payments by up to half or more. It's yours free when you call today. Don't declare declare bankruptcy. Give us 10 minutes and we could save you thousands. Live better, debt-free. Find out how easy it is by calling for this valuable free information.
For the secret that credit card companies don't want you to know, call National Debt Relief today at 1-800-293-9219. That's 800-293-9219. This free information is available only for a limited time. Change your life. Call 1-800-293-9219 today.
Do you depend on the grocery store for your food?
It's time to think outside the box.
How about starting your own garden? To ensure your future, you purchase the seeds. To get the most out of your investment, you need the fertilizer. Whether or not you have good or bad soil, liquidorganicfertilizer.com has the solution. It's called Agran Natural Fertilizer. This revolutionary fertilizer is a multi-purpose liquid fertilizer ideal for your garden to help grow the food you need and providing your seeds with life-giving nitrogen, phosphorus, and potassium. These essential nutrients promote vigorous growth, increase root development, and improve disease and stress tolerance. Enhance your garden now with the best natural organic fertilizer. Have a farm? The fertilizer works great for your hay and crops. Visit them online at liquidorganicfertilizer.com. That's liquidorganicfertilizer.com. Or call 1-800-579-0580. 1-800-579-0580. liquidorganicfertilizer.com today.
Hi, this is Peter Kronschnabel with Midas Resources. As you know, government spending is at an all-time high and inflation is on the rise. What are you doing right now to protect yourself financially? As the economy continues to deteriorate due to corporate greed and government intervention, more people will lose their jobs and worse, their life savings. Having your hard-earned money in banks, the stock market, or any other paper asset is a lose-lose deal. You'll lose on your capital investment and you'll lose purchasing power as the dollar continues to devalue. One thing is certain, having physical possession of gold and silver will guarantee that no matter what happens, your investment will never be worthless. If you've been thinking about investing in the physical possession of precious metals, I can help. Call me today, Peter Kronschnabel, at 800-686-2237, extension 108, and I will take the time personally to put together a portfolio designed to protect what you've worked so hard for. Call Peter, 800-686-2237, extension 108. You've worked hard your whole life, and I want to work hard for you. Call 800-686-2237, extension 108.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live. You dial in, bring up whatever you want. Toll free, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. And it's Ian here with you.
And Dale and Mark.
800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features, they are completely free. And those features include live streams. We've got a broadband version, a dial-up version, and a webcam, all free for you at listen.freetalklive.com. That's listen.freetalklive.com. As we continue here with your phone call, Sam is on the line in Texas. Sam from ObscureTruth.com. Oh, wait, you're right. In New Hampshire.
I was wondering if you were on a trip.
You just don't call in very often, Sam. You're always in the studio with us these days. So.
I guess, yeah. Hey, I've been listening to the discussion, and I think, you know, you guys have been kind of hopping between power versus communication versus travel, and these are all very different markets with very different base requirements that are needed and realities to provide these services in the marketplace. And by kind of jumping between them, it's clouded the issue a little bit. I would argue that the transition's happening right now, and really the discussion, it's, to me, I'm hearing you guys stuck in the current paradigm of what exists today, and I want to just focus in on, like, power and communications. We'll leave the roads for another time.
Before you go on, I'd like to establish you as a communications expert, because you did that for a living for quite some time. Is that correct?
Yes. I worked for the phone company. I used to do engineering as well as traffic studies, all kinds of things for all of the phone companies, AT&T, Sprint, you name it. I think in the transition, there's going to be things like, you know, somebody cuts their line and people lose the service, whether it's power or communications. That's just a reality. I think the marketplace would adopt to that, you know, change in requirements to somehow fill the need. Now, sure, it may mean that people who get cut off, somebody has to pony up for a satellite transceiver or some other alternate way to reconnect back into the network. Now, it's going to be expensive, as it is with any early adopter who steps up to the plate to provide something. But if I do that even on my scale, just for my home, and I have more bandwidth than I need, I can offer that to my neighbors. And I can, go and say, hey, if you want, you know, data service or whatever, here you go, I'll provide it. And if you let me run the cable to, you know, the next neighbor down, I'll give you, you know, this rate, and then I can go talk to the next neighbor. He may not want the service, but he may, for $100 for 5 years, let me run the cable through his yard and continue providing the service. So that's really the way the phone company networks have evolved. In large cities where you have a lot of, dense population, there are literally millions of routes between two points. You can use any kind of access technology and transport technology out there from a number of different competing both providers as well as technologies. So, but then once you get out into the rural areas where there's not as much, or there may only be one mom and pop phone company, and that's it. The phone company's network has really evolved to meet demand as well as customer requirements. So it's important to note that it's not a grid, but the power company is. And that's because it's been under heavier government regulation and they've been granted a monopoly status. So, you know, it's easier for blackouts and power failures to occur in the power network because it's more of a regulatory controlled monopoly.
Even more so than phones? Power is even more controlled than phones?
I would say so because, you know, look, if I have satellite offices between Chicago, L.A., and Boston, I can order data lines to get my traffic between my company, keep it off the public Internet, and I can get that from probably 10 to 20 different providers on different technologies.
Mm-hmm.
What kind of choice do you have with power?
Yeah, and that's why they had a massive power outage in the Northeast because it's all on this one huge grid, and it was horrible.
Right. So I would argue that the transition is happening today. Solar technology is about to increase by a factor of 10.
Really?
They're working out manufacturing processes for it. It's going to get, in the next few years, it's going to get very cheap and very powerful.
Oh, good.
But, Mark, what's the problem with solar power?
The clouds?
Yeah. But yeah. What about
and storage?
Why don't I put up wind turbines? Well, what if I put up solar power, my neighbor puts up wind turbines, and we agree to interconnect and provide each other backup service? And again, if we want to produce extra service, extra power that, you know, I just am not going to use, I can start selling that to my neighbors without a grid. The grid exists because of government regulations.
All right,
in the world that I see is coming, you're going to have, you know, different neighbors who have decided, I'm going to provide power for me and some of my neighbors, and I'm going to use this technology, which might be wind or solar or a pebble bed nuclear reactor, which, you know, you can put in your backyard. They're perfectly safe nowadays.
That's, you know, Sam, I touched on that. I was talking about it being more modular and that with new technologies, it would be more modular without government subsidizing. And you explained it so well. And I really appreciate that.
Sure. And it would also be more reliable. You wouldn't have these down lines that knock out huge sections of the grid because, again, there's no grid. You would just have these little independent power providers out there who are interconnecting with each other in the same way that the Internet interconnects based on demand. In the cities, you have much more reliable data and Internet service than you do out in the country.
So, right. When you're passing data on the Internet, one request may go one direction and the next request you make might go through a different channel. All depending.
Exactly.
Okay. Yeah, I like the idea. Again, more decentralization, the solution here, right? How did you feel about Colin's call? I mean, his idea of having some sort of, obviously we're back to the roads here, but his idea of having some sort of corporation instead of the government that everybody owns a share of, as opposed to my idea of just ceding the roads to the property owners.
Again, with that solution, he's limiting the ability of the marketplace to respond to the market demand.
Yeah, you know, I agree.
These problems are going to exist. Things are going to come up. People are going to be unruly and say, you can't drive on my road. That is a market pressure, and somewhat it's an opportunity for someone to step up and find a way to solve it. And the more restrictions you place on that, the fewer options and the less innovation you're going to get. It's just plain and simple.
You know, I like to say that the way, you know, you just said it, but the way I like to say it is, ending this monopoly, this authoritarian monopoly, is only the first step. It's not a solution. It's not a solution to all of our problems. What it is the first step to a million solutions that we aren't allowed to try right now.
Mm, that's a great way to put it.
I don't know that we have to end it, Dale. I think we can just start right now doing this and evolving these services in the marketplace, in the current environment of government. And as people see that, hey,
You're going to need a permit for that, Sam. You can't just start right now.
We need to evolve gyrocopters, Sam.
You're talking about the process now.
We need to start evolving gyrocopters. Those are the things that are going to, you know, this whole conversation would be moot.
About the roads.
Yeah.
Hey, Sam, thanks for the call. Thanks for the ideas. I appreciate it. 800-259-9231. And Dale, I love how you put it, where if we're to just open up the marketplace, there'd be a million solutions, and the market would decide what the best ones would be. And another point I think you made during the break, and I thought it was important to make it on the air, and you're welcome to expound upon it. The idea is that nobody is saying this is utopia, the guy shooting a little girl in the front yard or whatever other scary situation, the guy, you know, taking a
guys shoot little girls now.
Right.
It does happen.
Or a guy taking a chainsaw to the power line. I mean, these are things that can happen now, and they could happen into the future in a free market world. Nobody's saying a free marketplace would be a utopia, but it is a good starting point for mankind to get along with one another better than this violent monopoly.
Right. The violent monopoly is giving us problems now, and myriads of them. We've got police abuses and things like that compared to the guy shooting the kid in the head.
And their solutions create more problems. The problems they've already created, they create more problems when they come up with their solutions, which never end up solving the problem. They just usually make things worse. More coming up, even in these remaining moments. Time for your call. Free Talk Live.
You ever have one of those days where everything goes right? First, I get the best parking space at work. Tonight, I have a date with the very lovely Rachel. And today, I gave a killer presentation in Sydney, finalized a contract in London, and demoed our new product in Boston. Online, from my desk, with WebEx. WebEx lets me take meetings and give presentations from my desk. I just talk to clients on the phone, and they watch what's happening on my desktop from their desktop. So I can travel the world and still be here for my date tonight with Rachel.
Travel less, meet online. Go to WebEx.com and try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code 600 to get a free trial and a free webcam too. Remember that code, 600, to qualify for the free webcam. WebEx, now part of Cisco and used by more than 5.5 million people every month. Give it a try, free. Go to WebEx.com and enter the promo code 600. WebEx.com. Free webcams available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
With our economy spiraling out of control,
living in the soup kitchens may be right around the corner.
No one saw the financial collapse of 1929. Many didn't make it, and millions ended up in soup lines, becoming vagrants, begging for food. Unlike 1929, we can see this collapse coming.
We have been warned.
And right now, we have a very small window of opportunity to get food storage into our homes before it's too late.
Too late.
Why is the Canadian government telling their citizens to stock up?
Why?
And why are soldiers calling home telling their families to get food storage?
Supplies are running low.
Having food storage today may be just as important to your family's survival as boarding the Ark was in the days of Noah. Order right now and receive free shipping on all one-year supplies. Go to yourfoodstorage.com. That's yourfoodstorage.com. Or call 877-482-FOOD. That's 877-482-FOOD today.
I was drinking more than I should, and I knew it. I just made excuses and wrote it off as stress from work or problems at home. I thought I was functional. But then I realized that just being functional wasn't any kind of life at all. That's when I heard about a free CD from the National Institute for Alcohol Recovery. Turns out it's different from anything else out there, including 12-step or hypnosis. It's based on the latest research, and it really turned things around for me.
This free alcohol recovery CD tells you about everything you need to succeed in the privacy of your own home. We guarantee it. We are so sure of your success with our alcohol recovery program that if you can find a better home recovery program anywhere, we'll pay for it. So you have absolutely nothing to lose. For a free CD, call 1-800-309-0958. That's 1-800-309-0958. 1-800-309-0958.
Recognize that sound? If you're taking vitamins and minerals in pill form, that's exactly where many are ending up. Hello, my name is Dr. David Friedman. According to the Physician's Desk reference, vitamins in a pill form are 10% absorbed. So for every $100 you spend on vitamins, that's $90 you're flushing down the toilet. In fact, orderlies at hospitals call these bedpan bullets. Start absorbing the nutrients you swallow. Introducing Chews for Health, a delicious tasting chewable containing 16 superfruits, sea vegetables, and antioxidants. Stop paying for nutrients your body doesn't use. Order Chews for Health today. 1-800-210-1922. The first 300 callers will receive a free copy of my best-selling CD, America's Unbalanced Diet. Isn't it time you stop flushing your vitamins down the toilet? 1-800-210-1922 or go to orderchews.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's enough time for your call if you make it right now. 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. And it's Ian here with you.
And Dale.
And Mark.
Join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features completely free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. And if you like the show and you want to help out Free Talk Live, you can learn how to promote Free Talk Live by going to promote.freetalklive.com. We got graphics, we've got flyers, we've got all kinds of things that you can do to help get the show into more ears around the world. Go to promote.freetalklive.com, and thank you in advance. We continue with your phone calls. Mike is on the line in Delaware on the AMP line. Hello, Mike.
Hello.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Actually, I had a point about the phone lines and the power lines.
Yes, sir.
I really don't even think if we got rid of all the regulations that they would even still exist, because now you can run lines under the ground.
Yeah, I think that's a great idea. I don't know why more. I guess one of the reasons why it's not done so often is because there's very little competition in the marketplace, and so they just don't have an incentive to get
it done. Phone lines would be taken care of with cell phones, like the next year, because
yeah.
People would put up towers, and there'd be more, you know, instead of the local municipalities outlawing towers all the time.
Yeah,
people would have towers all over the place.
It's much more economical.
Cell phone coverage would be great, and
yeah.
Likely you'd have your internet coverage through cell phone towers. You wouldn't have to run fibers and all that other stuff. I'm sure that
right.
You'd see just huge leaps and bounds in
wireless
those
technology.
Areas,
yeah,
those areas.
Right.
And I think that
I was under the impression that the local governments aren't allowing the companies to run the lines under the ground.
That's probably true in some areas, and it's definitely true that local governments are not allowing cell phone towers to go up in a lot of areas. So I think what Mark's saying is right, in that if you get rid of all those regulations, then as many towers can go up that need to go up in order to provide the areas that are looking for the service with the services they need. And if you don't have the pesky FCC in the way, then all kinds of great wireless technologies can be developed without having to go and beg the feds for permission first, which, by the way, we pointed out in the past on this show that it's because of the FCC that cell phones didn't come out until when we saw them come out. You know, they came out in the 80s, kind of, and then they got more popular in the 90s. They could have come out in the 1960s, but because of the FCC, we had to wait another 20 years.
And haven't they gotten really good at making cell phone towers more appealing, like not look like cell phone towers?
They don't look like towers necessarily, but they don't look like trees exactly either. But yes, they are better. But one of the reasons they did that is because they were forced to by the municipalities. So, well, if you want to put your tower up, you have to make it look like
okay,
this.
Okay, I can picture a lot of NIMBYs, you know.
Any other thoughts, Mike?
Oh, that's all, Ian.
Thanks for the call, dude. 800-259-9231. We continue with Jeremy in Rhode Island. Jeremy.
Hey. Well, I want to speak about, recently I've been calling the local radio stations, and I found that now they're a lot more liberty-friendly than they have been in the past.
When you're saying you're calling them, you mean you're calling a like a local talk show?
Yeah, just the local talk shows, some of the national ones. But if you don't live in New Hampshire, calling up and bringing the conversation towards pro-liberty, it's a great opportunity to plug the Free State Project, because the people that are listening are people who are, a lot of them are just really angry and they don't know quite what's going on. They know Obama's bad and they know that what's going on is bad. They haven't made that step to understanding the whole left-right paradigm. Plug in the Free State Project, I've had fun with it.
It does seem like a great time to do it because Obama's got really bad really fast. Like, he had, there were incredible expectations of Obama. He was like the Messiah. He got in there and was acting so much like Bush so quickly that even The Daily Show, which is pretty kind of liberal-leaning, I like The Daily Show a lot. They're pretty cool, but I'd say they're a little liberal-leaning, but they were making fun of him being like Bush in no time.
Yep.
And so it was just, I think it was sort of more overt than anyone had ever seen it before. There was always this false dichotomy. You know, I talked about how I've gone through this whole transition through all the different being Democrat and then Republican and then Libertarian. And I think as I fell victim to that false dichotomy. I got disillusioned with Democrats, became a Republican for a while, got disillusioned with them, became a Libertarian for a while, got disillusioned with them, and now I'm a voluntarist. So I think it's just that it's so overt right now. It's a great opportunity to take advantage of that and the people's anger about government.
What have some of the reactions been that you've, I mean, you say you've been calling the station, you've been calling these national shows, and you've mentioned the Free State Project. What have the reactions been?
The reactions have been relatively positive. I call up usually a few times a week, and they keep putting me on. It's been pretty positive.
So give us some examples here. What was the particular incident that made you think, well, I should call and tell these guys about it?
Well, they're trying to ram the mandatory seatbelt laws down in Rhode Island, where they can pull you over just for not wearing the seatbelt.
So it's not a primary offense right now, but they're trying to make it so?
Yeah. So I called up and I explained what happened in New Hampshire with that and how there's a group in New Hampshire called the Free State Project that's fighting that. You know,
who's fighting it in Rhode Island?
All eight residents.
Yeah, a few people, I guess. Not really anybody.
So have you been getting positive responses just from the hosts, or have people been calling in to say something after you?
Well, from the hosts, most of the people that are calling in are dead set against having the seatbelt law as a primary offense. But, you know, they're just spinning their gears in Rhode Island. They're all just saying, well, we're against that.
Yep.
But there's nothing behind it. There's no political activism. There's nothing really going on. So telling them, you know, Rhode Island's a sinking ship, or replace that with whatever state you live in.
You know, my most visceral response to what it is that you're suggesting, calling what are essentially right-wing talk show hosts, right? I mean, these guys are sounding pro-liberty, as you mentioned, because it's Obama, right? When it was George Bush, these same hosts were probably right along with old Georgie boy, and whatever it was that George Bush could do, he could do no wrong, that kind of mentality. And so I would be concerned that promoting the Free State Project to people like that would result in just a bunch of moralists coming here to New Hampshire.
Or neocons.
Or, yeah, but when I think a little further on it, then I realize, wait a minute, this is a big commitment. I mean, the idea of picking up your life and moving to New Hampshire, even for somebody who's in Rhode Island, it's still a pretty significant move. And so the Free State Project is one of the brilliant points about it is that it really is a self-selector. It selects out who the real activists are, because only the best and most dedicated people are going to actually pick up their lives and move. So when they sign that statement of intent that says, you know, I basically believe that the maximum role of government should be the protection of life, liberty, and property, then I think they take that pretty seriously. Plus, once they start to plug in amongst the community of free staters and liberty activists, if they start agitating for violence against a pot smoker or you know, gay people or whoever that they traditionally haven't liked in their Republican circles, they're going to find themselves ostracized, I think.
I've seen it happen on the Free State Project forums where some basically a a conservative, not a libertarian, gets on there and they're a moralist, as you would say, making fun of pot smokers or gay people or whatever, and or making a huge fuss about the gay marriage in California. And I've seen just long threads of people, you know, getting on. And then a few people that will defend them, because there's a few people who are quantity over quality. And not too many. Yeah. There's a few people that are like, we need to get them here. Just we need numbers. We need a lot of people. And I think that defeats the point.
Well, I think we need the signers. I would like to see the Free State Project hit its signing goal, and then that way that particular thing, which is this sort of ominous sort of Damocles hanging over the Free State Project's head, could be taken care of, and then we could get about the business of moving people here that are working for liberty.
Now, Jeremy, are you a Free State Project member?
I'm considering moving up. I plan on moving up in July.
So wait, you're considering or you're planning?
I'm planning on it.
Okay.
I've got it set for July.
So you've not yet joined the Free State Project?
I signed up.
Okay, so you are a Free State Project. You are a member of the Free State Project. You've signed the statement of intent.
Yes.
Okay, great. So is that something that you're telling them when you call the local talk show? Is like, I'm leaving. Have you ever said that? I'm getting out of here. I'm moving to New Hampshire. I'm part of the Free State Project. Or have you just promoted the Free State Project?
No, I promoted and said that I'm leaving. I'm leaving the state, and I'm not going to try to fight something that is basically unfightable at this point.
I think it's persuasive, and I'm glad you've done that. I thank you for the call tonight. And I'd like to encourage other people who are out there to consider doing something similar. If you're a Free Stater, if you're somebody that has joined the Free State Project and you're coming up to New Hampshire and you're not in New Hampshire yet, pick up the phone. Call your local. It doesn't have to be a national talk show. Call your local talk shows. They're easier to get through on, first and foremost. But call your local talk shows. Talk to the morning show host or the afternoon drive host and, you know, tell them your story. Tell them why you're fed up with where you're living and tell them why you're excited about going to New Hampshire. I mean, that's a persuasive story that people are going to listen to and they're going to say, wow, that's a pretty special thing that somebody's doing that, picking up their life and moving to a new place in search of more freedom. And I think you telling that story on the air is going to do a lot to bring people to freestateproject.org and check out the website. It's one of those things that you can easily do. It's easy activism where you are right now. And it can help us out. It's Vinny in here with you.
And Dale.
And Mark.
Back tomorrow night for the live Saturday edition. Don't forget to join us then. And you can join us online in the meantime at freetalklive.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson introducing a new way to listen to GCN on your cell phone. If you own a smartphone like BlackBerry, iPhone, or Arnold G1, there's a free application called Flycast. Simply download, install, and within minutes, you'll be listening to your favorite GCN shows from the convenience of your phone. Go to GCNlive.com, download the Flycast application, and begin listening in a whole new way. The place to go to is GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com, application Flycast.
The IRS is skimming the wealth of the American people for the Wall Street bankers. Taxpayers are being raked over the coals and forced to pay for bailout after bailout. First we went after the Fed, now we're going after the Internal Revenue Service. On April 15th, the Republic strikes back. Every zip code, every post office, nationwide, one purpose, show me the law. Visit showmethelaw.org and sign up today to get involved. Action groups are forming now, everystoneofrepublic.net. Join us in this national grassroots action to end the federal income tax. On April 15th, the Republic strikes back.